Well, let us begin our service this evening with prayer. Let's all pray. Once more, dear Lord, we do thank Thee for another opportunity granted of coming up to the house of God on this Lord's Day evening. We thank Thee, O Lord, that we come to worship Thee, the true and living God. We bless Thee, O Lord, for every mercy, favour and blessing, and we ask that this evening wouldst Thou not bless us again, and may we be fed. Lord, we pray for those that would be here but are prevented through various causes. We ask that Thou wilt watch over them, and Lord, be gracious to us each, whether present or absent. We ask it in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.
Extend warm welcome to each worshipping with us this evening, whether here present or listening online, and we again welcome Mr. David Cottington to our pulpit, and we commit him to the Lord and his help in bringing God's word to us. Again, all our hymns this evening are from Hymns for Worship, and the opening hymn, number 59. Hymn 59, Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth, ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, worship Christ, the newborn King. Hymn number 59.
With me to St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2. St. Matthew, chapter 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Well, may the Lord bless the reading of his word and favour us as we further sing his worthy praise.
As I mentioned earlier, I forgot to mark these up, but they are all from Hymns for Worship. And our second hymn is number 68. Hymn number 68. Once in Royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ her little child. Hymn number 68, Hymns of Worship.
Once in Royal David's city.
let us come to the Lord in prayer. Let's all pray. Dear Lord, we do seek that thou wilt teach us how to pray and what to pray for aright. We thank thee that we are coming to a king, and that we are bidden large petitions with us bring, for we can never ask too much, for his grace and power are such. We thank thee, O Lord, that he led a life of prayer. We bless thee, O Lord, that it is by thy mercy and by thy grace that we are favoured to come to thee, a thrice holy God, in and through the precious name of Jesus. We thank thee, O Lord, that he ever lives to intercede for us. And Lord, we bless thee for this time of the year when we particularly remember, Lord, him coming down from the glory of heaven, and Lord, humbling himself even to the womb of Mary. Oh, we bless thee, O Lord, for such love, for such condescending love. And Lord, we ask that we may be favoured, O Lord, to view him and to learn of him, and Lord, and to be blessed in those truths, those precious truths, Lord, being opened up to us more and more. And Lord, and as by thy grace we shall be favoured in thine good time and way, and truly blessed to see him without a veil between, to sing forever, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us." O Lord, we ask that in this dark world of sin, that we may be much encouraged as we consider his vicarious sufferings and death, of such love to poor sinners, sovereign grace over love abounding. Bless thee that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And Lord, and so we, Lord, we would seek thy forgiving love and blood, and seek, O Lord, for thy leading and thy guiding. Oh, as thou didst lead the wise men in their inquiry, "Where is he?" And did lead them by that precious star. So, O Lord, we ask that thou wilt lead and guide us. We thank thee for the preciousness of thy word. We thank thee, O Lord, that the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We thank thee that the word of God is the word of Jesus. Oh, that as we read thy word, we pray that we shall hear his voice. And so what favoured people we are. We come again, O Lord, mourning the desperate state of our land. We ask for thy mercy. We pray that our king's eyes will be opened. O Lord, have mercy on him, and Lord, and upon the royal family, and our prime minister and our government. O Lord, be merciful. We pray for the various leaders of the nations of the earth. Lord, what heavy responsibilities, and Lord, and the threats that there are from various sources. We ask for thy hand to be upon President Putin and others, O Lord, that would seek our harm. And indeed, Lord, that conflict that rages in Ukraine, we pray, O Lord, for a just peace. Have mercy then, we pray. We are verily guilty, Lord, but we are part of this nation. We ask that thou wilt help us to truly sigh and cry for the abominations done in the land. We do pray, O Lord, for thy people. Pray that, O Lord, the little remnant, that thou wilt keep us together in the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Thou seest how the enemy is ever seeking to sow discord. O Lord, be merciful, we pray in this. And we ask, Lord, that thou wilt continue to favour this house of God, blessing thee, O Lord, for many, many years of faithful ministry. And we ask that thou wilt continue thy mercies. We pray for each one that statedly worships here. And Lord, we commend to thee, dear Steve, in his great affliction, and ask, O Lord, that thou wilt continue to favour him and Phil with that grace sufficient for each day. And Lord, we pray for Howard and Jill in the pathway that thou hast appointed for them, and bless thee, O Lord, for upholding, and plead with thee, Lord, that thou wilt still grant them that strength and thy grace equal for each day. We thank thee, O Lord, for thy mercies to Johnson, O Lord, and it's so good to see him looking so much better than he was, Lord, a few months ago. Truly thou art good. And Lord, and we do commend to thee, dear Simeon and Sophia. Lord, we rejoice that thou hast brought them together, and in thy good time and way, as they hope to be married in the coming year. Oh, we ask thy richest blessing upon that union. And so, Lord, we seek to commit each one to thee. We pray for those, O Lord, that mourn. We pray for those that are in deep afflictions of various sorts. We ask, O Lord, for thy mercy. And we pray, O Lord, that as afflictions abound, that thou wilt grant more of thy grace. We pray, O Lord, for this village of Colnbrook. And Lord, we plead with thee for thy mercy, indeed, O Lord, for our land. We thank thee, O Lord, for every good work. We commend to thee the work of Mombasa Mission, and thank thee, O Lord, for that acorn that has grown into an oak tree, as it were. Lord, we bless thee for thy goodness, and we ask that thou wilt continue to strengthen Sam and Hannah and Henry and Millie, and bless their family, and bless thy word as it goes forth. And so do bless every good work, we pray. And Lord, we thank thee for the blessings at Hastings today. And Lord, we thank thee for thy mercy and goodness to our Pastor James. And we do seek, O Lord, that they will be settled in their home in the new year, if it be thy will. Thank thee, O Lord, that thou art a God of order. And we thank thee that, Lord, those evidences that of grace, that when things do not go well according to plan, that, Lord, the good hand of God is sought and seen. And so we bless thee, O Lord, for the way in which thou art pleased to lead us each. We ask for that faith and that grace to hold on our way. And so do hear us then in heaven, thy dwelling place. And Lord, and do comfort those that mourn, and hear our prayers for each and every one for whom we would and should pray for, and especially those that do not pray for themselves. So do come, O Lord, and bless us again as we sing thy worthy praise, and as we come around thy word, or do open up at thy truth, we humbly pray. So hear us then in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, do forgive. Do make up in giving where we so fail in asking, as we ask it all in that precious, all-prevailing name, the name of Jesus, and for his sake alone. Amen.
Continue now by singing hymn number 64, Hymns for Worship. Hymn 64 to the tune 950. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hymn number 64.
seeking thee, Lord's help for a little while this evening and your very prayerful attention, turn with me to the chapter we read, St. Matthew chapter 2, and we'll read the first four verses. St. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. We have set before us this evening two kings and seekers, those wise men that were seekers. And of those kings, one was Herod, a most ungodly tyrant, a selfish, a proud man. He had no idea what the wise men were talking about as they came asking, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" And he was greatly troubled. He was greatly troubled as he saw, as he heard those words, where is the king? Where is the king of the Jews? He saw him as a threat, and he's troubled. He's troubled, and he stirs all the people up with him so that they're all troubled. He sees this one, this king of the Jews that he hears of as a rival, as a threat. And he goes on in his evil state to prove to be a deceiver as he sent the wise men to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." But oh, how when he saw that he was mocked by the wise men as they didn't do as he requested, the Lord showed them, the Lord in his mercy showed them the evilness of this man that we see in verse 16, a mass murderer. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Herod's descendants were Edomites, and as I understand it, that a long time before this, that they were persecuted, I believe, by the Jews. And they were ingratiated into the Jews, and Herod became a practicing Jew. But as Malachi puts it, as he opens up his book, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi, "I have loved you, saith the Lord, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation for ever. And your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, the Lord will be magnified from the border of Israel. And so the word of God is true, is sure and certain. Herod is a tyrant. Herod is an evil man. Herod has no interest in the things of God, let alone the king of the Jews, this little baby. And he has to prove that Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Such is the sovereignty of God. Oh, how it behoves you and I, dear friends, to seek by his grace to make our calling and our election sure. But blessed be God that we have another king. We have this one, hardly seems to be a king, but he's a baby. He's a baby. But come and see. Come and see. He's no ordinary baby. Yes, he's taken on flesh and blood like you and I. But he's formed in the womb by the Holy Ghost. Oh, blessed be God for that virgin birth. Blessed be God that in all points, from the time of conception to the time of the cross, that not a single particle of sin. A sin was upon him. He committed no sin whatsoever. But he's born, isn't he? He's born in little Bethlehem. He's born in poverty. He's humble, and yet he's Christ the Lord. Oh, he doesn't look royal. He's in a manger. He has no royal robe. He has these swaddling bands. And he has visitors, as we saw this morning, he has visitors, the humble shepherds. And then we see, don't we, because of this tyrant Herod, this one that believes he has a rival, this poor man that believes he's a political king. And there are many, aren't there, amongst the Jews that are rejoicing when they do understand the king of the Jews, because they're looking to be freed from the tyranny of Rome. They don't see in him, and unless yours and my eyes are open, we see no beauty in him, do we? We say we don't see him as our Saviour, as our Redeemer, as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And so in verse 13, in verse 12, Mary and Joseph, they're warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod. They departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt. Jesus was to say, wasn't he, in his earthly ministry, foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Oh, he's despised. He's rejected. He is indeed from birth to the cross. Arise and take the young child and his mother, flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. But friends, oh, he was born a king, and he remained a king forever. He was born, and he remains the King of Kings. Oh, he was born and remains the King of Glory. He was born and remains the King on the throne. Yes, he was born and he remains the King victorious. Oh, as we sang this morning, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And such it was for these wise men that their hearts were prepared. They would go to great lengths to see this King. They come to see him as that hymn 58 puts it. Who is he in yonder stool? At his feet we humbly fall. 'Tis the Lord, O wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of Glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all. Oh, but this King of Kings, Lord of Lords, victorious, who is he in deep distress, fasting in the wilderness? Low at midnight, who is he, prays in dark Gethsemane? Who is he on yonder tree, dies in grief and agony? Oh, but blessed be God, the grave could not hold him. Who is he who from the grave comes to succor, help and save? Who is he from his throne rules through all the world alone? 'Tis the Lord, O wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of Glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all. And so, oh, he's our only Saviour. He's our only Redeemer. He's our only Mediator. He's our Prophet, our Priest, and our King. As Isaiah prophesied in that 9th chapter and the 6th verse, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it. Oh, he has the right, the supreme right, to rule over yours and mine, poor sinners' hearts, our lives. He has an interest in us. What a precious thing that is, isn't it? As we were singing at the beginning on Once in Royal David's City, perhaps it was number 68, and precious language this, that all for him, as we view him by faith, from the womb of Mary to the cross, and the grave being open as he bursts the gates of hell, as the hymn writer puts it, and he rises the first fruits of the harvest, and he ascends into heaven, gone to prepare a place are for his dear people, ever living to intercede for us. And he's coming again, and not this time as a little baby, but the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Judge of the whole earth. And he's coming to take his people home. Oh, and so as we sing, and our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love for that child, so dear and gentle is our Lord. Oh, to be favoured to be able to claim that. Friends, if that's your living desire, you seek on, you press on, you knock on. He said, come unto me, all ye who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come with it to him burdened. Oh, that I might be forever with the Lord. Amen, so let it be. And he leads his children on. He'll lead you just as that star led the wise men. So in his mercy, he leads each seeker. Those wise men were seekers. And so he leads his children on. Oh, how it is that he is awesome, isn't he? He's awesome. He has awesome, supreme authority. Oh, he's Christ. He's Lord of all. Christ at the head. And so he says to seekers, he says to seekers in Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 22, look unto me, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And so this dear man, the man Christ Jesus, this the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he who the government is upon his shoulder, but he must die. He must die that poor sinners made wise as these wise men, as they seek after him. And so as the psalmist says at the end of that suffering psalm of David, Psalm 22, a prophetic of his sufferings, of Christ's sufferings and death, he says in verse 27, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. Yes, the tyrants. Oh, and we live in a day of tyrants, don't we? We live in a desperately solemn, solemn day. Oh, as that pastor in Northern Ireland has been harassed in the past week, appearing again in court with accusations made against him as he preached, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And yes, and the pain goes on as the case is deferred for 3 months. And that's in Northern Ireland. It's almost though, isn't it, as though there is, we'll wipe every trace of the Paisleys and the goodness of God from our history books. But he's still God, isn't he? He's still on the throne. Whatever he sends, oh, it's to look in everything, even as we are brought out of darkness into his most marvellous light. And in those things that we have to enter into as we follow him, taking up our cross and following him, he still says, look unto me and be ye saved. Not a single shaft can hit till the God of love sees fit. Oh, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. Friends, he raises up, doesn't he? He casts down. He has the authority to deliver. He has the authority to destroy. None can stay his hand or say, "What doest thou?" And so he was born to die, wasn't he? Oh, as the dear prophet Isaiah, in that suffering and exaltation of the servant prophecy in chapter 53, and he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, is that your plea tonight, seeking soul? Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Plead it, seeking soul. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Well, these wise men, they were Gentiles. They made a long journey. They came from the east. How precious, isn't it, that as Jesus proclaimed, "Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring." Oh, there was a man I heard preach several years ago. He explained that as being that it's not just strict Baptists in heaven. Oh, how solemn that is. Aren't you thankful, friend, that you are Gentile, you and me are Gentiles? That unto us this glorious gospel is preached. That unto us the Spirit of God leads us to plead for mercy, to plead for his forgiving love and blood, to plead to show me, lead me to precious Jesus. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. To be led preciously, convinced as a sinner, to Jesus I come. I believe that is 1103, I think, or 1104, convinced of the sinner, to Jesus I come. Ye Gentiles, other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Yes, he'll lead you. He leads, doesn't he, poor sinners? He convicts. And then as he convicts, and that has a sanctifying effect, so he convinces. Oh, it convinces us of our sin, then lead to Jesus' blood, and to our wandering view, reveal the secret things of God, convinced as a sinner, to Jesus I come, informed by the gospel, for such there is room. Overwhelmed with sorrow for sin. That's it, isn't it? Oh, your sins, they testify against you. And much, much more than that, that as you come to understand the cost of putting away your sin, oh, what a cost! The wrath of God raining upon a precious Jesus, God's own dear Son, as he makes an atonement for your sin. And it is that we continue forever to mourn over our sins. Even if we've been delivered, we trust, for years and years and years, we continue to mourn. We continue to mourn because we understand more and more the cost of putting away sin. Oh, overwhelmed with sorrow for sin will I cry, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Seeking soul, plead this, that this language will be yours. Oh, blessed be Jesus for answering prayer and raising my soul from the pit of despair. In every new trial, to him will I cry, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When sorely afflicted and ready to faint, before my Redeemer I'll spread my complaints. Mid storms and distresses, my soul shall rely on Jesus, the rock that is higher than I. And so, dear friends, as we looked very briefly this morning at St. John chapter 10, that precious chapter, and in verses 14 to 18, he says, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Well, dear friends, as we think of these wise men, oh, how they were taught, weren't they? They were taught, deeply taught, as they bring these gifts. In the 11th verse of our chapter, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Well, the gold and frankincense, we could say, were typical gifts for a king. The gold, a very, very precious metal. The frankincense, very, very expensive. It was used. Especially significant in Old Testament worship. We have in Leviticus chapter 2 and the first two verses. And when any will offer a meat offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense thereon, and he shall bring it to Aaron's sons the priests, and he shall take there out his handful of the flour thereof, and the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar, to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. But myrrh, they bring him myrrh. Oh, is this fit for a king? Is this fit for the king of the Jews that they've heard of? Oh, myrrh is used for embalming. And this dear man, this dear baby, born to die, he's to be embalmed. Myrrh, I understand, has a bitter taste. It smells pleasant, but it's bitter to the taste. And I understand that to harvest myrrh, a machete is often used to cut deep into the bark of the tree. It cuts deep. To penetrate the resin from the tree. It bleeds. It weeps. Oh, the resin, it comes as resin and seals, like resin similar to a wound healing. Oh, and this, he's wounded for our transgressions. In Mark chapter 15 and verse 13, they gave him vinegar to drink. In verse 23, they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. Oh, and wise men, they still see a beauty in Christ. Their desire is, draw me, and we will run after thee. They see such a beauty in him. They're guided, wise men today, poor sinners, yes, sunk in sin. That God, a precious God, in eternity past, his love has set upon them. And he guides his people, yes, out of nature's darkness. Out of the poverty of their sin and shame, puts a desire into their hearts as they understand at their sentence, the soul that sinneth it shall die, condemned under the holy law of God. And so he guides his people so that they are made wise unto salvation, as these wise men were guided by that star. And the Lord uses whatever he will, whatever instrument or whatever it is that he'll use to see that a sinner is guided, is led to Christ, led as they begin to feel their need and plead for his forgiving love and blood. Oh, and so there are two kinds of people, aren't there? There's the fools and there's the wise. And those that are fools, there's no room in their hearts, as there was no room in the inn for this dear babe. But oh, for the wise, as Paul puts it in his letter to the church at Colossae in chapter 2 and verse 3, he says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Is a sinner born wise? Is any sinner born wise? Like these wise men were made wise? No, but blessed be God at this treasure we have. Oh, it's a treasure bestowed upon poor sinners.
sin has separated us. All of us born in sin, shapen in iniquity on the broad road that leads to hell. And we become convicted, didn't we? And you poor sinner has become convicted that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But there is hope in a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again. And blessed be God, our Jesus, this King of the Jews, this little baby, as he's cut down, as he gave his life a ransom for sinners, as he finished that work which he was sent to do, he's cut down for his dear people. But all that joy of the resurrection as he rose, so you poor sinner, and all poor sinners for whom he died, cut down, but by his grace, by his mercy, oh, as that fountain is open for sin and for uncleanness, rise again, rise. I look for hell, he sent me heaven. And so as the prodigal, oh, he came into want, didn't he? Oh, he's brought with godly sorrow and repentance, a humble, contrite heart. I will arise and go to my father. I'll tell him I'm no more worthy to be called his son. I'll tell him, make me as one of thine hired servants. But he's met with such love, isn't he? As every poor sinner that are favoured with godly sorrow and repentance, they're met with love, met with love. Oh, as we have said, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so it was impossible, wasn't it? It was impossible for that prodigal to pay his debt. He'd squandered it all. And so, dear friends, a poor sinner comes to understand that he's indebted. He's in complete debt. Oh, as one has put it, the greatest mortgage that we'll ever have is the mortgage on our souls. Impossible to pay. But this dear man, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, this one whom the wise men sought out for all true seekers, for all true seekers they shall be finders, and their all is taken up with him, and he becomes their all and in all. As he pays that price, favoured by faith to view him, suffering on the tree, the wrath of God descending upon him as he pays that which you and I should have been paying forever in an eternity in hell. Oh, the grace of God. Paul writes to the Corinthians in the 8th chapter of his second letter and the 9th verse, for ye know, plead it seeking soul that you'll know, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Oh, such a debt, wasn't it? An impossible thing as we fell in Adam. But dear Paul, as he writes that glorious 5th chapter of reconciliation by Christ, 5th chapter to the Romans, and he says in verse 12, wherefore,
as he says in verse 8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He says in verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. And then he says, goes on to speak about that death reigning from Adam to Moses. But he says in verse 18, therefore as by the offence of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came unto all men, unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, precious Jesus, shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, the last hymn in our books speaks of that precious blood, based on that glorious verse in the Peter's first letter and the first chapter. And he says in verse 18, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spots. Oh, as you may well have heard me say before, how I was so blessed in my earlier days of preaching, and it was in the Bodle Street pulpit, and this came so precious to me that our first hymn in our hymn book begins, great God, how infinite art thou, what worthless worms are we. Oh, how can such a void be bridged? Impossible. But for this dear man, but for this fountain being opened for sin and for uncleanness, and the very last hymn, it tells it all of deliverance of precious blood. What sacred fountain yonder springs up from the throne of God and all new covenant blessings brings. And it's five questions asked, and they're all answered by 'tis Jesus' precious blood. What mighty sum paid all my debt when I, a bondman, stood, and has my soul at freedom set? 'Tis Jesus, his precious blood. What stream is that which sweeps away my sins just like a flood, nor let one guilty blemish stay? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What voice is that which speaks for me in heaven's high court for good, and from the curse has set me free? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What theme my soul shall best employ, thy harp before thy God, and make all heaven to ring with joy? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. Amen.
come to our closing hymn this evening, which is number 60, Hymns for Worship, hymn 60, the tune 943. As with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold, as with joy they hailed its light, leading onwards beaming bright, so most gracious Lord, may we evermore be led to thee. Hymn number 60.
Fellowship and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.